You reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Frida on a recorded line. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes. I need a toll.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, are you in need of roadside?
Yes, I'm in need of roadside, so if I need a toll.
Okay. All right. And is this your first time calling today?
Yes.
All right. What is that first and last name?
Yvonne Thomas, E-V-O-N.
Give me one second, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
This can't happen to anybody. I'm so inconsiderate.
You know if you got your hazard on some wrong, then. Mm-hmm. What the hell are you learning how to drive for? Don't you know how to drive? Mm-hmm. Don't take a scientist to figure that out.
And ma'am, is that spelled Y-B-O-N-N-E?
It's spelled E-B-O-N.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Hold on. Bear with me here. Okay. Here we go. And T-H-O-M-A-S?
A. Yes.
Okay. And can you give me your callback number, please?
773-715-3629.
Okay. And do you want to opt into our text messaging feature where you receive updates about your provider today? Provider's name, contact information, estimated time of arrival?
Yes.
All right. Message and data rates may apply. All right. And that's Yvonne. Y-B-O-N-N-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
No. I just said it's spelled E-V-O-N, Yvonne.
I'm sorry about that. All right. There we go. And Ms. Thomas, for security reasons, can you verify the address on your policy?
5035 South East End Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615.
Could it possibly be a different address on the policy, like a previous address, maybe?
No.
Not one
when
from Fort Wayne?
No, baby. No, I never lived in Fort Wayne. The address is 5035 South East End Avenue, apartment North 2314, Chicago, Illinois 60615.
Okay, because it's pulling up another. So let me get your policy, because the one that's pulling up by your name is not the correct address. So can I have your policy, please? Policy number or member ID?
What's the policy?
It's B-A.
B-A-136. B-A-136-38. 730.
Okay. And that's V as in Victor, A as in Albert, correct? At the beginning?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That didn't produce anything. Is the policy in your name or someone else's?
It's in E-V-O-N-T-H-O-M-A-S, Yvonne Thomas.
And have you ever used our services before, Ms. Thomas?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to get you pulled up here, and I'm sorry I'm having difficulties. It's just not coming up based on that information. Okay, the phone number.
Need to call back. Sure, one. My phone number is 773-715-3629. Unique Insurance Company is the providing. Our insurance is with insurer on the spot.
Okay. No, ma'am. I'm just the policies usually pull up based on the policy number. Is your policy number different from your member? Do you have a member ID also?
Did she give you the member ID number? No, she didn't give me the member. Okay, the policy number is ILP 2784550.
Okay, let me try that one. Hold on. No, ma'am, that's not producing anything either. Second.
Jarvis, use your phone to call this insurance company back and tell them you what company is this?
Emergency Roadside.
My Emergency Roadside Service. What's the number to insure one? Look over here. And, now, what you say you're not finding?
When I put in your information to pull up the policy to move forward with your request, it's telling me no results found. Basically, telling me it's not finding the policy, your roadside under this, these policy numbers that you're giving me.
What does it say when you look it up? It doesn't say roadside service. It doesn't say no insurance. What
it says no results found.
Okay, so that got to do with your computer. So can you look it up on the insurer on the spot?
No, ma'am. We're not set up that way. We go strictly off of the policy number.
I'm finna call them.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Something is going wrong because I pay every month. It's already paid for.
I understand. Once you call them, if you just verify them to give you your member ID and your policy number.
ID number. I got the member ID number and I got the policy number. It's on the paper.
Okay.
And that's
the
number I'm giving you.
Okay. If you'll just verify it, ma'am, because like I said, nothing is coming up at this point.
Okay. Where is it? The policy number is IL, is that a 1L?
ILP.
2784550.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I have in here, and it's not giving me any results.
And that's what's on this paper. So, now what other numbers you want?
And you gave me the policy number as well, and I tried the policy number, which is B as in Victor, A as in Albert, 136-387-30.
Hello. Yes, hello. Hold on, ma'am, 1 minute. I'm calling the roadside service, and they say that that's not the policy number.
Let me go ahead and look that up. What is the address of your church?
5035 Southeast CN Avenue, apartment North 2314, Chicago, Illinois, 60615.
The other ID that I have for you is B for David.
She said B for David, A for Apple. Go ahead.
136.
387. 30. Did you get that, ma'am?
I did. Hold on. Let me try that one. Hold on. Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay,
let me try that one.
Okay. She said she's going to try that one. Because other than that, she says she don't see me on there.
Yes, it's not pulling up and it keeps saying no results found.
She said it keeps saying no results found. Hello? Well, anyway, I need roadside assistance. Y'all understand, I'm in the middle of the road. I'm on the damn line. And I know I paid for roadside assistance. I paid for the insurance. It's paid. And I have no services.
So what do they have? Do they show anything?
Yeah, I can show. And she's been paying for the bitch.
When I put it into the system, it does show it to me.
She said it does show it to her when she put it in the system.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she said, these, wait a minute, I'm going to repeat it to the lady on the roadside service lady. She said it says D for David, A for Apple, and what else?
136-387-30.
I'm still not getting anything. Let me elevate it to my supervisor. Hold on.
I have a producer code, if that'll help.
She says she have a producer code. Is that what?
Yes. Yes, please.
She said, yes, please. Give her the producer code.
168-19.
Okay, hold on. Still not producing anything, Ms. Thomas. Let me elevate this to my supervisor. Hold on.
She said it's not producing anything. You can't email it to me. I'm on the expressway.
Okay, let me ask
Hello?
Her. Is she still there? I'm going to ask
yes,
one more question.
On.
All right. I know she gave me the producer code. Can she give me the plan letter for the policy? Answer, does she have a plan letter?
That is a plan letter.
The letter is N for Nancy.
N for Nancy.
And the effective date of the policy?
The effective date of the policy.
November 2nd of 2021.
November the 2nd of 2021.
Okay. Done. Okay, hold on. Just bear with me. I'm putting my supervisor in on this and see if he can pull up something. Just give me 1 second. Because this is doesn't make any sense.
Could you hold on a minute? She's getting her supervisor. She said, yes, of course.
Thank you. And I appreciate your patience, ma'am.
They still driving. It's bad. Mm-hmm.
Can you go? You can't go through there, can you, Jeff? No. That's a bar game.
If you got that, go up to there.
She can go through that way?
Yeah,
it's a little bit here. Look at them clouds coming in fast.
I
want to
see about that, Jeff. We don't need it on the side. I'll tell you, go over
there. She has to go real slow.
It's going to be cut off and then on
the left. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's going to be
clear up in there.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am. She's on my screen now.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to make sure y'all still on here.
Yeah, I'm not going to hang up, ma'am. Just one more second, ma'am. She's working on our computer right now.
Okay. She's working on their computer right now.
Thank you. And ma'am, the phone number that you gave me is the same phone number that's with your policy, correct?
Yes. 773-715-3629.
Yes.
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Do you know about how long more is going to
take? They're going in trying to research it like I did and see if there's anything differently they can do. Let me see. I'm waiting on a response.
Ain't sure one is there anything you all can do? She said, do you have a BMO address she could send it to?
No, ma'am. I'm trying one other
thing. She said, no, ma'am. She's trying one other thing. Do y'all always have this type of service when people call in?
No, ma'am. I've never had this much trouble trying to find a policy.
But even if you... I'm not quite understanding. Don't you all have the same computer thing? I mean, your company, Insure One. Wait, I'm talking to the lady from Insure One. Your insurance business, the company that you all use, well, don't you, can you all send another one out to get me off this expressway? And you all will cover that, right? Because it's part of my policy. Okay.
I don't know if they might see it right away, or I don't know if it's that would verify what the other company
is. She said, do you want her to reissue another ID number? And would you all get it right away and y'all will come and get me?
I don't know how fast it'll update in the system.
She said she don't know how fast it'll update in the system. But she does. Well, then, if you want, y'all gonna have to send somebody.
So let me. You had changed, Ms. Thomas. Have you changed your policy in any shape, form, or fashion recently? That would.
No, I have not changed my policy. I still got the same policy, right?
Okay, so. So you hadn't made any changes. Okay.
No, there's no changes on my policy.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out why this would not go through. Hold on.
She said it's still not going through. Okay, just send me a tow truck. anybody. And just tell them they're taking me to 5035 South East End. I'm going home. Okay. I'm in between West Randolph Street, before you get to the bridge, Jackson Boulevard ramp is closed, and Adam Street ramp is closed. So I'm in between there, the two closed ramps, going back south. I'm on the south side
So your insurance company is going to assist in getting you a tow?
I don't know. Are you going to send me a tow, ma'am? Can she say hello?
Because if I move forward, it's going to be a cat. It's going to require you to pay out of pocket since I can't pull up the policy.
You can send the bill to Insure One.
I do have the contact in front of me,
the license
is not over that.
She said she could send the email, contract to you. Do you want her to do that?
Now, what I'm going to have to do is actually get you up to our next level customer service and let them take care of that, because I don't have any way of accepting that document. So let me get you transferred up to them.
Okay. Hold on. Don't transfer me.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
She don't have no way of getting that contract to her. Something is not going on. Something's not right. I shouldn't have to pay and be stuck on the highway and don't nobody see my thing, but y'all call me every month and get my payment. Something ain't right there.
That's why I'm going to send you to our customer service. Okay?
She says
she can't have the necessary information to pull it up and get a driving dispatch up.
She said she could email it to you.
I don't have any way of accessing that. I don't have any way to access it. That's why I'm going to have to send you to our customer service who can receive it.
She said she could send me my phone call to customer service.
If they had an email address, that'll work.
Do y'all have an email address?
They will. The number that I'm transferring you to, they will.
Okay, she said okay.
Okay, hold one. Hold on for me.
Okay, I'll hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.